Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, you know, it was an opportunity. We tried to give all the prospects that have shown well, you know, a good opportunity. They had a good lineup. I think it just tells you that when it comes to compete, you know, NHL compete, it's hard. You win your battles, you get the edge in the game. I thought we lost too many battles, but they had a good lineup. They had a lot of forwards in there that are part of their main. But it's a learning experience for a lot of our guys.
5-2 setback for the Sabres against the Wings last night, but a clean sheet for one of the most talked about on the show yesterday, Radim Mertka and his partner Zach Jones. So that's a nice silver lining up against a Detroit team that definitely had a little bit more in the way of NHL regularity compared to Buffalo's roster. But Marty, the shots got away from the Sabres very early on in the game and never really self-corrected.
Yeah, I was tapping my screen. Is the shot clock okay? I need to readjust. Felt like the Carolina statisticians were in Detroit last night. But no, it got away, and we discussed it yesterday on the show about, you know, Lucas Raymond, Dylan Larkin, Marco Kasper. Like, you know, they had some really good forwards that were going to play, and Mo Sider. And look, I think there was some, you know, on the Sabres side that were overwhelmed, that did not really show well. And that's okay. It is preseason, and it's going to happen. Now, you may get, like last year, games where you have your AHL teams out there and they're responding and they're winning and they're keeping it close. Look at what Toronto did to Montreal last night. Toronto didn't have much going on. It was their B team or whatnot, but they went in and it happens, right? Mm-hmm. But normally, if you go into a preseason game where you're on the road, you don't have a lot of your NHL regulars and the other team dresses, that's what you're getting. So you take it for what it is. You look at individual that either performed well or did some good things, and then you move on to Saturday's game.
And what did you think of Mertka? Because I honestly, like, right from the start of Prospects Challenge, every single team has at the, you know, very least a few times a game gone after him after the whistle, tried to engage him physically. I feel like he dusts it off like with relative ease. I get it. These are Prospects Challenge and preseason games, but I love the fact that nothing seems to bother him from that standpoint. I would say on his first shift last night, I don't think he was completely 100% paying attention after the puck went up the ice and he got kind of hit into the wall. I'm like, okay, You gotta have your elbow up and be ready for that one. But
he wants to take a hit to feel in the game. Maybe he's like, come on, hit me. It's Rocky Balboa. Hit me.
He would not be the first player to ever want that. So,
But okay. So Mirka, I felt like in a game where we've talked about how the Sabres defended against Columbus and, you know, you leave it for what it is, but they did give up more high danger chances against Detroit. Detroit were able to create 5-on-5. You want to know, out of the 16 high danger chances that the Sabres gave up 5-on-5, how many Mirka was on the ice for?
I don't think any.
Zero.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. Like that is a feather in his cap saying that, look, in a game where the other team has a lot more firepower, a lot more NHL veterans, and you go out and you defended and did not give up any high danger chances when on the ice, I think that's a very, very good sign. And look, Lindy Ruff spoke after practice today. Matthias Samuelsson has an upper body injury, didn't practice. I mean, yes, you got Jones, and yes, you got Connor Timmins, but I would keep looking at Mirka a little bit and saying, hey, could he be somebody that maybe stays a little bit more early in the season, maybe plays a few games before you make a decision on him, if there is an injury concern with some of the players on the back end. So I think Mirka is definitely putting a little pressure on the Sabres staff to say, keep giving me looks and keep putting the pencil that I could factor in at the start of the season.
Samuelsson, by the way, being evaluated for an upper body issue that's been bothering him. So, again, we're only halfway through the preseason here, and this is, you know, dare I say, the norm across the league. So many players just never get a full camp in, never get the full run of games, come in great shape, all of a sudden something's nagging. We'll get into the extent of Florida's injury to the captain, Sasha Barkov, coming up, and it's certainly depressing at the moment for the Panthers. Shayna Goldman's going to join us really soon. And huge news out of Rochester today. Don Stevens will be with us at the bottom of the hour as we'll discuss that specific to him. I just want to follow up on Mirka because yesterday we spent some time talking about him and Jones. And I think I don't want to overlook Jones in all of this. I thought in the moments where they were obviously not playing in their own zone, and they did a really good job of that. They were like the low event pair for the most part last night, but there were also moments in the offensive zone where I was like, like flipping sides, Jones taking more of the aggressive route offensively. I know they didn't get much towards the goal on Talbot through the first couple of periods. That's obvious. The shots were, 32-9 after the second period?
Yeah.
You know, but I'll take the little things that we were focused on based on what our conversation was yesterday. It's disappointing, sure, for the rest of the forwards to not have a greater impact. But, you know, hey, the power play got two goals, give one up too. But, you know, so.
Yeah, and I was happy.
Mind you, Detroit was 32nd on the PK, and they had a lot of regulars from that mess last year.
It was so funny, though, because the announcers that were doing basically the Detroit game on the radio, but for the stream, they're like, oh, it's a good chance to work on their penalty kill, who were 32nd last year, and they need to be better. And then they score a shorthanded goal. Obviously, Georgiev mishandled it, gave it right in the feet of Power. That's one of the things with Georgiev. Look, I'm not going to look at yesterday and say, oh, was that a really step back for Georgiev? I think it was Radbone that puts it right into his own net. There was some plays in front of him that were not up to par, but Georgiev has been known to at times being a little casual in his positioning and in the way that he plays with the puck. That first play with the puck, like you have to make a strong play there. You got to help your defenseman who's being pressured, and he puts it right in the feet of Power. So yeah, the announcers for Detroit were like, oh, that's a great sign. The penalty kill, getting a goal. And then sure enough, great pass by Quinn. By Doan to Quinn, and then obviously great play by Doan himself to be able to go around Talbot. So a couple of guys that showing skills in a skilled situation on the power play, Quinn and Doan were able to do that.
Auslan had a great finish, but the line for the entirety of the night just never was able to, you know, establish anything in the offensive zone. They clearly weren't alone when you go through the metrics of the game. You know, obviously when the shots alone are as dramatic as they were at 32-9, I almost think you would have expected the shot attempts to be even greater in Detroit's favor, but it was what it was. They didn't have, I guess here's the, we should follow on Georgiev just for a minute. Like, and, the part that I always, you know, try to have empathy for players that are getting NHL preseason games. Mm-hmm. They're not expected to make the roster, but you also just want to try and have a clean night. I felt awful for Metsä and Rathbone the consecutive goals. Like, what are you going to do? Like, Metsä was in perfect position. And he went one, he tried to get it and then had like that inadvertent bounce off the skate. And then it goes right to Larkin and it's in the back of the net, right? And then he's on his man behind the net. The puck somehow comes out and gets punched into the net by Rathbone.
By Redbone. Cider was behind the net and that ended up, And the play that we're showing right now on MSG, the beautiful save by Georgiev, like Metsä does his job, Redbone does his job, Kozak totally leave his man and goes right to the net. So you're looking at the defenseman, you're like, oh, that's another great chance against that pair. And you're like, well, it really wasn't on them. Mm-hmm. Tyson Kozak had to be better on that play to realize I got to continue with my guy to the net. So, but I feel like that was one of my takeaways, like feel bad for Radbone at Metsä because they were, you know, what is it, the Larry Murphy line that when the goal is getting scored, he went away as far from the net as he could, so he wasn't in the picture. Yeah. Unfortunately, Radbone and Metsä were in the picture after a lot of goals.
Yeah, so tough result for them. I mean, it was 2-2 midway through the second period, despite Buffalo having like 6 shots on goal, and then all of a sudden the Wings got 3 in an 8-minute span, and obviously rolled to a 5-2 win.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to the season opener. It is going to be on home ice at KeyBank Center. The Rangers are in. Pre-game party in the plaza. All fans in attendance will take on the Welcome to the Saberhood rally towel. And you can go there, sabres.com right now, /tickets to purchase yours today. Tickets were in hand for Shayna Goldman the other night as she was at Forest Hills to see Chapel Roan. And that's really the only reason I am super excited to welcome you back for a brand new season because you had the capper of all cappers to the summer. How are you, Shayna?
I'm great. I honestly cannot believe I was there. I cannot believe I got that little ticket lottery. I was in the car driving home from Montreal, panic buying these tickets. And oh my God, I've never been to a concert like that. And that was unreal. She's iconic in every which way. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that Chapel Roan is kind of the, I want to say the new Lady Gaga, but
yes.
I remember like Lady Gaga at MSG the one year, like putting on the show. She's at the piano on top. She's banging on the piano. But Chapel Roan puts out this type of event that's kind of like Lady Gaga-esque.
Yeah, I would say Lady Gaga walked so Chapel Roan can run. And you see it from the way they dress, from the way they perform. And even there was an interview I was watching and she was talking about how like Lady Gaga did Joanne and showed like, hey, I can do something else. And then Chapel was like, oh, I can do The Giver. But it's amazing the way fans embrace her and her uniqueness. And you see that like just looking around at the outfits. I have never gotten to do this for a concert. So it was so much fun, like seeing how everybody is dressed up. And then you yourself are trying to think like, how do you match this moment?
Yeah. Well, Lady Gaga is still soaring, obviously just played multiple nights at the Garden and has still an extensive tour ahead where she, you know, 3, 4, 5 sold out shows in certain cities. It's
now, can we say that Chapel Roan like really hit the scene big, like in Buffalo, because she was scheduled last summer to play the Town Ballroom, right? And then they had to move her concert to the Outer Arbor because there was too much of a demand for a ticket.
But that was only 6,000 people. And then it was 80,000 at Lala 3 months later. So
that's the thing. That's like
Buffalo started it.
It's incredible. It is like, I think Forest Hills is what, like 15,000?
Yeah,
and you just see it's like 4 straight shows of it, crowds bumping the entire time. And this is someone like you see those festivals Mm-hmm. Like, I understand the people that are like, okay, yeah, we need to scout our stuff. And like, that's your day, just sitting in your position for that. I mean, that's how it was here too, right? Like, there are people going there at 8 a.m. for wristbands to be able to be up against the barricade.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's passion. It's dedication. It's everything that also transfers over to sports, which is why we love talking about the game that we love so much. We have to start, though, on a really tough note here, because Sasha Barkov,
yes,
had knee surgery today. I don't believe we have an updated timeline yet on how long he will be out. It is certainly feared that it could be for the whole season. When you hear of something like this for a team that is unmatched in the NHL these days, with back-to-back cups and three straight trips to the finals and built for more winning, what do you think the Panthers would do to try to offset this loss?
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen them have to navigate these really tricky injuries before. Like, you think a couple of years ago is Ekblad and Montour both out. So now you needed other guys to step up. And, you know, this is a team that has the structure and I would say the foundation in place that you can try to plug and play to keep things afloat. And they did. But here it is. It's a totally different situation, right? You're not talking about solid, good top four defensemen. You're talking about their two cornerstones up front, right? Like, it's Matthew Tkachuk for half the year and now Barkov for who knows, right? Like, it's being speculated, could it be the entire season? That's a massive loss, because even with the Tkachuk injury, you're going, okay, who steps up? And it's like, well, Barkov probably has another offensive level. And if he can keep things afloat on both ends of the ice, it's going to be fine. And, you know, it helps that they have a lot of depth. They have a lot of guys who can play center, right? Lusterainen and Lundell both can play center right there. Reinhardt has experience playing center. Yep. So you can see how they can try mixing and matching different combinations and see how things go. But at the end of the day now, Reinhardt has to do it all by himself on that top line, probably. He did it last year when Barkov was out for a little bit, but doing it across a full season in all situations on both ends of the ice, that's like a really tall ask, especially when you don't have that second line that's one of the best in the league to score. So now guys like Brad Marchand, you're going to be expecting him to play more. That's great and wonderful, but will that weigh him down when it comes to the spring and that playoff push that you know that they're still striving for? It's a really, really difficult situation.
So, this or that, do you put Reinhardt in the middle or do you elevate Sam Bennett to top line center? Like, that is basically the two options I could see.
I'm going to say start with Reinhardt at center to try to spread the wealth a little bit, because I think if you go Bennett Reinhardt, you're just too top loaded. I would be thinking you go with the second line. Maybe it's Verhaeghe and Bennett and maybe Samuskevich.
Yeah.
Or maybe now Samuskevich, you throw up to that top line on the right side of Sam Reinhardt. So you have that shooting presence. You have a good playmaker there. I think he is my like wild card in all of this. I think he could have a real breakout season. It's going to be a lot harder without Barkov there. But I think those are the guys I look at to see if they get elevated first. And it's going to be big for someone like Carter Verhaeghe. Like, I think he is going to be very important in this too, because the last couple of years you're seeing his rush-based efforts kind of trail off a little bit. Well, now they need that puck-moving presence. They need someone to get them into the zone. They need someone to kind of take over shifts. And I think we know he can elevate his game when the pressure rises. Like, this is your moment. So I would keep those two centers there and just try to load up their wingers.
Well, if Marchand was actually on the third line last year, I mean, who's to say based on what the Panthers looked like? I mean, they're scoring balance in last year's Stanley Cup playoffs is not to be forgotten. It was legendary from like first to 10th on their team and how productive they were. I think the two of you are missing the super sub in a situation like this, and that is Anton Lundell. I really think he rockets up and he fills a hole. And I think we have seen this in times gone by. And it's incredible to hear both of you throw names and positions and things like that and realize, okay, no Barkov, no Tkachuk. They're still really good.
Yeah.
Like, what a team. Holy cow.
Yeah, I like the idea of Lundell moving up because, like, he truly is a baby Barkov. I wonder what they do here, because if you do that, you do risk a little bit of your third line production, especially if Marchand's going to be the guy to move up to that second line, right? Like, I think they'd want... Okay, Lusterainen and Lundell, you know that they're there. But say you just move Lundell up to 1C. We know he can play that role, right? I think he has all of the traits to do it, all of the skill. And then that keeps Reinhardt on his wing where, oh, look, he could score 40 goals. Like, you could still have this 1-2 punch that's really strong And who knows, maybe then Marchand balances out the third line and doesn't get the jump to the second line. Maybe then it's Samuskevich there. Maybe the reverse is true. And that third line takes on a different responsibility, because if Marchand and Lundell aren't there, I don't think they're going to take as tough of a workload, right? So you could still load up that top line, let the second line get somewhat exposed, and then shelter the third. Like, they definitely have options here, and I think that they have a coaching staff that knows. This is, like, the biggest part of it all. They have a coaching staff that knows this lineup inside and out, I would say. Mm-hmm. And they know what buttons to press to just get them to a point where they're in a good position when Tkachuk gets back.
So, Shayna, I know the Sabres have Detroit tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. at KeyBank Center, and they have Pittsburgh twice next week before getting ready for the next week when the season opens on October the 9th for the Sabres. And they play the New York Rangers. So I'm scrolling through social media today on X, and the biggest thing is, well, Mike Sullivan is installing a defensive zone coverage. It's not going to be man-on-man. And so how does that change the way that the Rangers and Shesterkin and everybody else are going to respond after having so much trouble in the defensive zone last year and missing out on the playoffs after winning the President's Trophy? So, I mean, it is still almost 2 weeks away, but we got to prepare for the Rangers now.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad switch to make, because, I mean, listen, they need to do anything to change what last year was. You watch last year and you watch the defensive zone coverage and you literally watch it and go, what system are we watching here? Because it was so chaotic. So I think coming in with a plan, a message, and a way to execute it, and I think Mike Sullivan has all of those abilities, is going to be really good for them, because Igor Shesterkin has showed every single year that he could be one of the best goalies in the world despite his workload, right? Like, immediately out of the AHL, that was true. And then last year, if you look at expected goals against from Evolving Hockey, among starting goalies, the only two starters to face a higher rate than Shesterkin were Georgiev when he was traded to the Sharks and Dostal in Anaheim. So that's two teams that landed at the basement of the standings versus a team that had playoff aspirations. So I think this could be a very good thing for them, because they very clearly need to change. And I think when you look at that bottom four in particular, I don't think they have the mobility maybe to play as taxing of a system. So if they can figure out something that'll kind of account for what that group falls short in, it'll be a good thing.
In your, you know, the outlet that you write for, The Athletic, in your season previews, for whom was there more optimism, the Sabres or their opening night opponent, the Rangers?
Ooh.
I would say the Sabres, because for the Rangers, it's not optimism per se. It's get back on trackism. Like, do not repeat last year's disastrous season, because you should be in the playoff picture isms. And for the Sabres, it's, okay, wait, is there finally a light at the end of the tunnel? Oh, wait, could there be this hope of the playoffs? Which I think, you know, the last couple of years, we saw the progress and then it kind of came to a halt. And it was like, okay, these other Eastern Conference risers are getting better around them, right? And Columbus and Montreal were two teams from last year that did. But all of a sudden, we're looking at it going, maybe there's something here, right? And I think the age of a lot of the Sabres players is really big in this too, because sure, they don't have as many, you know, they didn't have as many guys in their prime the last couple of years, but you're seeing the young guys getting ready to take those next steps, right? So someone like Zach Benson could be in a better position. And now you have someone like Doan. He's, you know, could be part of that next wave of it behind Tage Thompson. That's a really big thing for them. So I'm excited to see what they do. I'm more optimistic about them because the bar is kind of low when you have a playoff drought like this, but I think we're seeing the ceilings of those players starting to click a little bit more. And I think that there's just potential in that versus this is an aging core that needs to get moving already and get back on track.
So you mentioned Florida. We talked about Barkov being hurt maybe for the year now, with a knee surgery happening right now, Tkachuk missing a half a season. So they'll take maybe a little drop, right? And maybe they're still a wild card team, and who knows what happens in the playoffs. They're still a really good team. Toronto is a team now that, well, Joe Woll is, you know, kind of taking a personal leave of absence. They're signing James Reimer to a professional tryout just to have some insurance. And the word is that Stolarz, although great when he plays, may not be the type of goalie that can play 45, 50 games. They lost Mitch Marner. Do we think Toronto may take a step back as well, which will allow Rangers, Sabres, Detroit, Columbus, Islanders to maybe hope that they can get in?
Yeah, like I don't see them winning the Atlantic this year. I think it's Tampa Bay's to lose, and I would have had Florida right behind them and then go three spotters to Toronto, which is not a bad spot to be. You're still in the playoffs, but, you know, it's different from last year when everyone was jostling for a position and they really picked up the pace, and that gave them the Senators in round one. That's how you avoid a Florida team in round one. That's an important thing for the Leafs. The Stolarz conversation is going to be so interesting to me because when we were doing this year's player tiers, we really had to debate the goaltenders of what they do and the role that they have and who could push for more. Mm-hmm. After you get past that tier of like, these are the elite workhorse goalies that can play 58 games and put up sparkling numbers, right? Like that's not for everyone. And names like Ullmark and Stolarz kept coming up because what they do in their minutes is so good, but we don't know what they'll do in a bigger workload, right? And sometimes you say, well, just because they haven't done it means they can't. On the, you know, on the flip side, it's maybe they can, they just haven't had the opportunity. I think for Stolarz, we saw him last year kind of go on a run as a starter when Wool was out in the beginning of the year and he was excellent. But he got hurt later on in the season, so it stopped him. Otherwise, I'm curious if he would have gotten that extra playing time. So I think the fact that, you know, Wool's absence is temporary is going to be good for Stolarz, so he doesn't have to jump up to, say, 60 games. I don't think he's ready for that. But I think the Leafs could comfortably give him a little bit more here or there to prepare him again for the playoffs where he was fine last year. But, like, just playing more and embracing a bigger role.
Who will be the first player to sign the extension that everyone has thought they would have signed by now?
Jack Eichel.
Oh, nice.
Okay. What's the number for Alex Tuck? Because, I mean, early in the summer, I thought $8 million. Now, Pio LeBrun, your, you know, coworker, The Athletic, has said could be double digit. Do you think we could see Tuck getting to the 9.5 to almost the high nines on AAV?
I don't think he should go double digits. I think 8-9 is a sweet spot. And I think we have to recalibrate what we think about contracts in this different cap world. And I think Rantanen and Marner kind of threw curveballs in there going for 12, not 14. And that set the bar lower for everyone. So now it's like, okay, this team needs to, you know, these players need to take less because they took less. But I think we'll be able to look at guys like Tuck who are that, ideally that like number three forward on a team, right? And you say, okay, what's their number? So, and what's the cap hit percentage? And what's comparable to that in next year's cap world? And that's going to be a really good debate and conversation. I think also when you look at the Sabres and how their cap picture is composed, like there's not an internal cap, but up front it does feel like that a little bit. I wonder if that comes into play a little bit because, you know, it's Power and Dahlin going double digits. Tage Thompson isn't. When they signed Dylan Cousins to that contract, he didn't either. Obviously, different situation, but they signed those contracts as centers and kept them to a certain mark. I wonder if that's a factor at all here. I don't know if it should be, but we have seen some teams kind of operate that way, right? Like the Devils did. I would think 9 is that sweet spot, though.
Do you think any of these star players that are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
In the final years of their deal, are looking at Los Angeles with a now retiring Kopitar and thinking they will be the next marquee player there.
No, I would be looking at that going, I am not taking a step back into the Ken Holland era and not signing defensemen who were good 10 years ago. And I use good as a relative term to what they are now. And I would say I'm going to go anywhere else. If I'm Connor McDavid, I'm not looking at LA with a 10-foot pole because he has that experience with that general manager. And that general manager didn't get it done in Edmonton. So I wouldn't be convinced that he could do it
here. I think they went to a final.
Yeah, but they didn't get it done. Yeah. And you look at the weaknesses and you go, well, if they addressed it this way, you know, I would just be like, no, the vision simply isn't there. And I think with LA too, you look at some of the guys out there and you're like, well, they could be that dimensional game breaker that LA is missing. And that's what puts them over the hump. But then you also look at just how they've fallen short and you go, you know, there are better options out there.
I watch a lot of TV. A lot of crime and suspense and thrillers and comedies or whatnot. I think it would be all of that put together if McDavid decided to go to LA after Wayne Gretzky left the Oilers and went to LA. So that to me, it fits. And I kind of want to see it.
I'm here for it. I want the chaos. Like, I don't need the NHL to go up to the heights of the NBA, but give me anything. This offseason was just, give me any intrigue. Give me a free agent that says, you know what? I'm going to actually use my right to sign somewhere and get a massive contract and let the whole world just like go wild over it.
Yeah, but true or false, you would take this NHL offseason every time if it ended with Chappell Roan in concert, right?
Every single day. I mean, exactly. I got to have a life this summer. I'm not complaining.
Exactly. Thank you, Shayna. It's so
thanks
good
for
to
having
see
me.
You. We're, of course, speaking of music, trying to whittle down our goal song here at the arena this year for the Sabres Blue and Gold games. We know the song that will be played when the Sabres score during the Black and Red games. So log on to sabres.com/goal song. We hope to hear how about all five of them that are on the list right now? The five finalists. That would be nice if we heard them tomorrow afternoon for the 3 p.m. game against Detroit. Back after this. Don Stevens on a very special day from Rochester. Next.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I can't even tell you how many awards that I've received from the Amherst, the American Hockey League, Rochester Press Radio Club, other media organizations. I'm in the Amherst Hall of Fame. There's a press box with my name on it. Who gets that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Amherst fans everywhere, the Don Stevens Press Box.
I have 7 championship rings. And in my career, I have received so much more than I deserve. But me being greedy, I'd like to see one more ring, please.
We sure hope, Don Stevens, that you get one more ring in what will now be your final season with the Amherst in your legendary career, your 40th season, the Amherst 70th season. If you haven't seen it yet, folks, just a beautiful 8-minute video recapping Don's career as he enters his final season this year. How are you, our friend?
Uh, emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up and down. It's just a mixed bag of tricks today, I'll tell you that. But the response that I'm receiving is just, it's just mind-boggling. I haven't done anything. I've just enjoyed watching Rochester Americans hockey for all these years. And to receive all of this is just incredible.
In the montage, Don, there's a picture of you at a, you know, music console in a studio. So when did it all start? I mean, it's 40 years with the Amherst, but you said 58 years, I believe, a career. Like, where and when and how did it all start for you?
Yeah, that was at a small station in Grand Island, Nebraska, where I did everything. And what that picture was about a half hour before I did my first ever radio show. Wow. Which was a six-hour DJ show that night. So that was my very first day, and it was it'll be coming up on 58 years ago. Yeah. So, but that's where it began. I did everything at the radio station. I was sports director, assistant news director, DJ. I cleaned the trash. I was an engineer and all of it. So I had actually a great beginning to my career because I learned everything that you need to know about broadcasting.
It's actually my favorite part, I think, still of this business is the way it used to be and how you got started. And, you know, Don, many of us followed similar paths, and it's very hard to explain to people how much you learn when you really don't know much when you get into it. And when you have the heart to stay with it, like you have, you now have this incredible, almost six decades long experience to look back on. Dare I even ask what the highlight could possibly be?
Let me talk first about the first part you said. I did go to a broadcasting school for 10 months before my first job. And I'll never forget the instructor on the first day said, "You're going to learn more on the first day on the job than we'll teach you in a year here." Mm-hmm. And how true that was. You just mm-hmm. never know what's going to happen until you actually flip that on switch on the mic. But as far as over the years, I don't know if you're talking about Rochester Americans, and that would be my first season, which was incredible. But then I think back before that with things like, I don't know, world team tennis and traveling for a year with Rod Laver was just incredible. And that's just a small example of some of the things I've experienced over the years. But my first year in Rochester, everything went just right. I'll tell you a funny story. So when I was in Salt Lake in the International League and I had agreed to come here to Rochester, I was talking to some people about moving to the Amherst and the American Hockey League. And they said, you don't want to go there. It's just a goon league. And they're all a bunch of hatchets. You know, they're just going to chop at each other. And I'm going, no, I've heard good things about the American League. So you never guess what happened in my first game. We were against the Binghamton Whalers, I think it was back then. And Shane Churla ended up going up on the stage after our fans. I'm thinking, what have I gotten myself into? So anyway, that was the beginning. But later on in the year, we won the regular season championship on the final night of the season. A shootout in Binghamton, by the way. And Jack Brownscheidel with the winning shot. And Darren Pupa with the goaltending performance. And so we went into the playoffs, ended up winning it in Sherbrooke in game seven. The fan, when we came back at the airport at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and it was really cold out, the airport was just slammed with people, couldn't even hardly get out of the airport. And mm-hmm. and the parade and the post-win party here at the War Memorial was just packed with people. It was just unbelievable. It was a dream.
Well, a dream was also like seeing some of the videos that they put on with your message. When Jody Gage had the, 564 points, I believe. Like, I think it was around there. But so you got to broadcast a lot of players. And then a lot of them became your friends and your coworker and people in your immediate surroundings. So what is that like, making the transition from calling games of certain players and then either having to work with or just be friends with them later in life?
Well, Marty, you're a perfect example. You know what?
I'm a young example. a young example.
Okay. Keep kidding yourself. You know what? I remember more about the guys off the ice than I do on the ice. I don't really remember a whole lot about how anybody played, but the guys off the ice have, and I've been so well treated by everybody, and yeah, made a lot of great friends, and it's just, like I say, I don't know how many more words I have to describe how grateful I am.
What are you looking forward to most now about this year?
A strong season, a real strong, happy season, and great entertainment, which it will be. I'm sure it will be. You just kind of never sure what you're going to see until you, like, we've got to sit here and wait for Buffalo to send the players here. What players are we getting? Who are we going to have? And so forth. So it's kind of a waiting game. It's a little bit different than you guys there, where you kind of have a pretty good idea of what you're going to be seeing. So that's a fun part of it too, not knowing exactly what you're going to get. But I just want it to be a strong season. I want the fans to have a great time and remember this year as one of the better years ever.
70 years of Amherst hockey, one of the best and oldest franchise in the AHL, along with the Hershey Bears. And, you know, we feel that history. You've been part of it for 40 years, so more than half of the Amherst, you know, 70 years. But 70 years of Amherst hockey, what does that resemble? Like, what's this year going to be like celebrating 70 years?
I guess I have to wait till the end of the year to see about what it's going to be like.
With an eighth trophy, with an eighth ring for you, that's what it's like?
Yeah, you know, that would be great. That would be outstanding. I would love it. But I think more than that, it's been a while for the city. And I remember when I first came here, my first 14 years in Rochester, we were in the finals, the final championship round, 8 times. And so now it's doesn't happen very often. But of course, a little bit different. There's a whole lot more teams than what there was back then. But how this league has grown and it has become such a huge part of the National Hockey League, I think. How many players, most of the players you see in the NHL came through the American Hockey League. So it's an impressive thing to see.
It is underappreciated, I think, the growth of the league and how in step it is with every NHL team. Don, you talked about being in Salt Lake and the number of leagues. There are still a lot of minor pro leagues, per se, but the AHL and NHL relationship has never been stronger. I mean, you think about all those years where it was the AHL and the IHL and prospects here and there, but not in one setting. Yeah. Like the fact that you've never shied away from this, just talking about how meaningful it was for you when the Sabres and Amherst got back together.
Oh, it was huge. I don't know that I would have lasted this long if that hadn't happened. Because we went through some dismal times between the time the Sabres first owned the team to the second time around. And thank goodness for the Pegulas to come along and save us, really, and put such a great product back in the building. It's what a glorious marriage. I never worked out very well in my own marriages, but this one has been a good one.
Oh, well, I can't wait. And I'm going to tell you, if you got some hockey fans around Buffalo, anywhere, get yourself a, you know, Flow Hockey AHL TV subscription so you can hear your call. I know there's a lot of Amherst fans that go into the building, but they don't hear your call when they're at the building. So get the subscription so we can hear your call. I have it and I listen to it. Obviously, Duffer sometimes listens to your call louder during the games. He likes to multitask. So he's got it on all the time.
I can tell by the number of monitors behind him there.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Now you know, Don, how I never miss a game. So
yeah, okay. You know what? I do want to say something to you guys. I want to thank you for making me feel like a total idiot year after year, day after day. And the reason I say that is that if I want to see who scored a goal in the last game, I got to go look it up. I just don't remember. But you guys sit there and you talk about somebody who scored a goal in the second period of 1992. And the thing is, both of you know who did it and who assisted it all. I feel like such an idiot watching you guys. You're so talented.
It's this guy over here. I'm pointing. Like, he's good.
Every time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I open my mouth, I learn, Marty, that you know way more than I do. And it's a gift to be able to work with someone like that. And Don, it has been an absolute treat for all of us. And we can't wait to hear this final season with you.
Well, I used to say, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for that. Like, I can't wait for the season to begin. I can't wait for the season to end. I can't wait for Christmas and all that. And now I'm sitting here and going, wait a minute, slow down.
Yeah.
let's not hurry into these things. So what seemed like was going to be an eternity before it came to this day has just in the blink of an eye, all of a sudden it's here. It's just, it's hard to believe that I'm to this point already.
Thank you again for everything heartfelt that you shared in that video that was posted by the Amherst today. You can find it on Amherst Social and, of course, Amherst.com. Don, we got to hit the break. Can't wait to hear all of your calls this year, and we'll see you in Rochester very soon.
Looking forward to seeing you guys. I really enjoy it. I watch you every day, so thank you so much.
There he is, Don Stevens, Amherst Hall of Famer. 40th season upcoming for Don. It will be his last calling Amherst games. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're going to need a new tissue sponsor on this show if Don keeps making appearances like that. My goodness.
And we're going to have him back because he's great and he has so many stories to tell. And, you know, one segment is not enough. So we're going to have him back and talk about the Amherst and, you know, what's going on because he's there. He's watching it. And I'll say this, he hated my movie selections on the bus and he always would tell me. And I keep saying it, but that's how we started our friendship because he hated my movie selection. And it goes back to, you know, 97, 98, 98, 99, almost 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But that's how it all started.
Yeah. And obviously the Amherst are in a wonderful place having Andrew Mossbrooks there to, you know, cover the other half of the season this year. And as he has been doing, you know, just in such a professional and successful way, Andrew is obviously going this way with his career right now. Yeah. And it's just such a nice pairing that they have. And for Don to be able to work all the home games this year, it's going to be, honestly, like, as you know, I kind of backed off a little bit of my Rochester schedule last year. Not quite sure how I'm going to, you know, squeeze it, but I'm a little more anxious to look at the schedule and make it work now to get in there with Don a few more times before this season comes to an end.
Oh, there's a big break in February with the Olympics, right?
I'm not going to be around.
I know. It's the balancing of the concerts and the Amherst down the throughway. Maybe
that
we can combine
wellness,
it.
That is a wellness trip for me. It's nothing to do with music. It's a health and wellness trip for me.
Health and wellness. I like that. Yeah, so anyway, but great on Don Stevens. And he's right. Like, they're kind of waiting right now to see, hey, what are the Sabres going to do? They got the game tomorrow afternoon against Detroit. They got one at home against Pittsburgh and one in Pittsburgh. Lindy Ruff kind of announced that Alex Lyon will get the full game tomorrow, but that if Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is good to go after the practices that he's had, he probably will play both of them against Pittsburgh. So, you know, we'll wait to see what that looks like, but those are the news of the day.
Right, and the fact that Tuck is ready to go, right? I mean, that has to be probably the biggest thing. Well, in conjunction with Luukkonen, for sure. Marty, continue what you're doing. And if it's a nice long weekend for you, I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.